Welcome to a special holiday giving episode of the Fredcast Cycling Podcast for December 17th, 2008. My name is David, and I'm a Fred. In this special episode of the Fredcast, I interview Mark Smith from Bikes for Goodness Sake. Mark's got a great charity where he's able to give bicycles to kids of those who are serving in the American military. I think you'll enjoy this. It's a great way for cyclists to get into the holiday spirit. So sit back, relax, and if you're riding your bike, hammer just a little bit harder, because here comes the Fredcast. Well, it's the holiday times, and despite the downturn in the economy, the global economy, I know a lot of folks are always looking to do good things for others during the holidays. And thanks to Fritz over at Cyclicious, I was turned on to a new website, Bikes for Goodness Sake, and the Bikes for Goodness Sake Foundation. We have on the line this evening Mark Smith. From Bikes for Goodness Sake. Good evening, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, and I'm grateful for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You're doing really great things. Well, do me a favor, for those who haven't heard of the website, and of course it's bikesforgoodnesssake.org. Tell everybody what the purpose and the mission of Bikes for Goodness Sake is.
The purpose for Bikes for Goodness Sake is just to share that joy of cycling with children. And to that end, what we've done on last 4th of July, we had a event. It was our first event, and we gave 52 bicycles out of a bike shop in Austin to children of deployed or deploying soldiers. And that went so well that the folks at the local base there, it's called Camp Mabry, they joined us to follow up with that and do the same thing over Christmas to 12 locations, and we partnered with 10 other bicycle shops to give 600 bicycles to children of also deployed or deploying soldiers.
That brings up a good question. I was going over the Cyclicious site yesterday, and I saw one of the first comments that was on there was a question about why you chose to give bikes to the kids of soldiers. Someone who's a bit surprised that maybe the American military soldiers aren't paid that well. What gave you the idea of doing that, and what makes the kids of soldiers such, in your opinion, worthy recipients of these donated bikes?
There is a wonderful quote that when we gave those first set of bicycles to soldiers from Camp Mabry in Austin, I can't remember that quote exactly, but it goes something like this. At the opening remarks, this commander said it eloquently. He said something like, "I can walk down any street in America, and people, by virtue of my uniform, would recognize me and thank me for the sacrifice that I've given to this great country. But it is a rare thing, and indeed humbling, when somebody recognizes the sacrifice that my children make." He said, and he went on to say that he, in an all-volunteer army, he's the one who volunteers. His family just goes along for the ride. And so I work in a bike shop at Buck's Bikes in Austin, Texas. And there is a man there who works for, he also works part-time for the National Guard. And we were contemplating what should be our first event. And he mentioned something for the National Guard troops on the 4th of July. What a wonderful idea, and we just pulled it all together, and it just has taken on a life of its own. It's very remarkable and humbling.
Now, for you, do you personally have a connection to the American military?
No, I don't. I love bicycles. I love what they mean. I love what they represent. I love children. I just have a heart for that kind of thing. And the other thing is that, on that topic, is that a bicycle is like this metaphor for freedom. And when we were putting this together, we just wanted to share that notion of freedom. You remember that feeling that you had when you first rode your bike? Everybody remembers that. And everybody has such fond memories of that. And that whole new sense of freedom that you had once you started riding that bike, that feeling of freedom. And that's what we wanted to share with these children.
So tell me, when you gave away those first 50 or so bikes, tell me about that experience.
Candidly, I was in a daze. I'd never put on anything like that. My wife and I, you know, did all the sort of background work on it. And I was so caught up in the details. And then once that commander made that speech and the kids started getting on their bikes and the helmets getting fitted to them, it was just this experience of joy. It was very a light but powerful feeling to have that opportunity to see kids get on that bike en masse for the first time. And a lot of these children, that's the first bike they'd ever had. And the delight was just obvious. And that's why, when I look back on it, that's the most touching feeling that I had from the whole event.
Now, for this Christmas, how many bikes are you thinking, once again, about giving away? And how can people get involved? And how much are you looking for in donations from people?
When we hooked up with the National Guard, they wanted us to replicate that effort that we did in Austin. So we made it a goal to get 600 bicycles out to these 12 locations, and we're working with 10 other bicycle shops. It turns out that based on what came in, it's just going to be just short of 600, so it's going to be 500 and something bicycles that we're going to give out. And every bicycle built by pros from a bike shop. So I'm sure all the listeners can appreciate that versus a department store type of bike. And that bike and the helmet costs us $142. We've got some arrangements with a couple of bike manufacturers, Raleigh and Giant, to purchase these bicycles. So people can either go online and just donate whatever is fitting for them. What we're suggesting is we're trying to drum up 50,000 people to share $2 for two wheels. Yeah, so the alternative to giving $2 is a fundraiser we have called Helmet in Hand Campaign. And what we want to try to engender is just 500 cyclists to take their helmet into the place that they work. And like we've all seen firemen at a street corner holding a boot, and people donate into there. The idea is that 500 cyclists between now and Christmas can go into work and ask for donations to equal one bicycle. And if we have 500 people do that, we have enough to pay for all these bicycles.
So Raleigh and Giant have signed on, and they're helping you. Obviously, they're subsidizing some of these bikes and helmets, which is fantastic. So we want to certainly give them a plug. People can go onto your website.
And Bell, by the way.
Oh, and Bell Helmets. Good.
Yep, Bell Helmets is in the mix, too.
Excellent. So Raleigh, Giant, and Bell, we'll say those names a few more times because what they're doing is great to help these kids out. So as we're talking, one thing I'm thinking about, of course, I've got an international audience, is you know, you started in one town in Texas, and now you've branched out to other places in the United States. What about the other kids of military folks around the world, whether it's in Canada or our friends in Europe or Australia, South Africa? Have you thought about branching out internationally?
I'm a visionary, and it's rare that somebody thinks about something that I haven't even considered. I haven't even considered what you said. But that's an excellent idea. I'm an entrepreneur by sort of background. I had a manufacturing company for 10 years, and so I have a real affection for commerce and helping things grow. And what I've always been passionate about is helping small or undeveloped economies mature. And so what we wanted to do was start getting bikes into developing countries. I think there's a few other organizations that do that, World Bicycle Project or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite inspiring to me. But no, I would love to branch out into other countries. And really this whole cause, this whole idea is about the goodness of cycling and the goodwill of people who love to bike. And we rely on our partnerships with bicycle shops. And indeed, we have 10 other bicycle shops across Texas that we're working with to distribute these bicycles. And the other point I wanted to make was that it's not necessarily a bicycle or a military-oriented program. It originally started off that people could go online and nominate children that, or needy commuters, indeed, very important for me, children needy commuters to also get bikes. So it was going to be more of a nomination, community website sort of situation. However, this whole military aspect has really taken a life of its own. So we're just following where we're being led to that regard.
So for now, it's for the kids of military families, but in the future, it could be for anyone who's in need of a bike for a variety of different reasons.
Yeah, we've already given a handful of bicycles away to other people. In fact, we have several this Christmas for neighbors of children who've written in about the plight of one family or another and request a bike for them, and we're going to accommodate that.
Yeah, you know, I know a lot of folks who at this time of year, they'll quote-unquote adopt a family for Christmas, maybe somebody, a family who can't afford Christmas gifts or the Christmas meal, and they'll go in and they'll really do the whole thing for the family, and I know that they get a really great warm feeling in their heart doing those sorts of things. I'm sure you get the same feeling doing this.
Well, I do, but what I really love is I love watching children get that bike. I love that. It's so heartwarming. It's so, you know, children have that innocence and that glow about them, and we just are fortunate to be able to get to witness that.
Yeah. Well, real quick before your voice goes out, just a couple more quick questions. Now, I know that Bikes for Goodness Sake and the Bikes for Goodness Sake Foundation is just sort of one aspect of what you're doing. There's another aspect, and that's a project that you've got called Bike is Good. Tell me briefly about that.
Bike is Good is really the sort of the economic seed of this whole thing, and that really is about promoting the goodness of cycling and the goodwill of people who love to bike. And to that end, that's why we developed Bikes for Goodness Sake. Sprocket is this little character that we developed who is the face of Bike is Good. He's like the de facto president of the organization because I don't know what I'm doing half the time. But it's akin to this whole undertaking that Life is Good did, but we wanted to focus it onto the cycling community and really help the world become aware that there is such goodness in cycling on a lot of different levels. Bikes are good for the environment. Bikes are good for your health. Bikes are good for the happiness and wholeness and freedom. They just mean so many things to people, and we just wanted to be a part of promoting that.
Well, you know, so often on my show as I'm doing the news and on so many websites, when you read news about cyclists and cycling, you hear bad news, a confrontation with a motorist, somebody getting hit by a car. Some folks have a negative feeling about bike culture, but to hear cyclists doing something like what you're doing, the way that you just put it says it all. This is all about, as you say on your website, the goodness of bikes and what bikes can do for people, whether they're children or adults, especially those who are in need, and what cyclists can do to help people in need. You're just doing a really great service. I want to say thank you to you and to those who have worked with you on this campaign. Real quickly, let people know where they can get more information about Bikes for Goodness Sake, about Bike is Good, how they can get involved, how they can donate, and how they can do the Helmet in Hand campaign at their workplace.
Yeah, the real impetus for us right now is to make this Bikes for Goodness Sake project in Texas a success. So to that end, I would really like to encourage people to go online, learn about what we're doing there, and join in that Helmet in Hand campaign. Take your helmet to work, ask me for some these little brochures, I'll be glad to send them to you, and raise enough money for a bicycle for a child. And you're sharing that lifetime memory that you first had with your bicycle. With regard to the Bike is Good, that website isn't fully operational yet. We just got so carried away with everything that we're doing for bikes, bikes for goodness sake, that we haven't put all that together. But I want people to begin to feel that movement that we're about to undertake, about making the whole bike culture one that's admired, and for cyclists to feel good about what they do. And I'm just grateful to be a part of it.
Well, that's great. So, Mark, it's bikesfgs.org, and that's bikes for goodness sake, bikesfgs.org, and bikeisgood.com. Mark Smith, you're doing a great thing. Hopefully, we'll be able to spread the word and get a lot of people interested and a lot of people involved in donating money. Thank you so much. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And thanks so much for what you're doing and the way that you're putting a positive spin, if you will, on cyclists and the world of cycling.
Well, thank you very much, and I will pardon the pun of the positive spin.
I appreciate that. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Mark, and while I realize that he focuses on the children of American military personnel right now, it's just an example of what cyclists can do to help others, especially during the holidays. So if you're so inclined, go to Bikes for Goodness Sake at www.bikesfgs.org and donate or take part in that helmet passing campaign that Mark talked about. Well, as I did the interview, as you may have noticed, there were some echoes on the line. Mark had some issues with his voice. I seem to be having some issues with mine tonight. But nevertheless, I wanted to take this opportunity to wish each and every one of you a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy Kwanzaa, whatever it is you celebrate. I'm glad to have you as part of the Fredcast community, and I'm looking forward to being back with you again in January. Until then, enjoy the ride.